The Welsh Voice of Treason, Nazi Radio's Unsettling Broadcasts. As the world held its breath through the tumultuous years of World War II, the battle for hearts and minds raged as fiercely as any on the physical front lines. In this undeclared war of ideologies, propaganda became a potent weapon. Yet, few instances are as peculiar and chilling as the Nazi regime's attempt to leverage the ancient tongue of Wales, Cymraeg, for its own nefarious purposes. During the darkest days of the conflict, the airwaves crackled with messages designed to sow discord and demoralize the Allied forces. While English and German broadcasts were commonplace, the Nazis, ever the strategic opportunists, sought out less obvious avenues to penetrate enemy territory. Their gaze fell upon the proud, independent spirit of Wales, a nation with its own distinct language and a history of resilience. The choice of Welsh was a deliberate and insidious tactic. It was not merely about reaching Welsh citizens living in Britain, it was about exploiting a deep cultural connection. The Nazis understood that a voice speaking in their native tongue, using familiar turns of phrase and invoking shared heritage, could carry a more insidious weight than any foreign tongue. It was an attempt to bypass the rational defenses, to speak directly to the emotions and identities of the Welsh people. The exact identity and background of the individual or individuals who broadcast Nazi propaganda in Welsh remain shrouded in some mystery, a common characteristic of such clandestine operations. However, the intent was clear: to exploit Welsh nationalism, to suggest that Britain was neglecting its constituent nations, and to offer a false promise of autonomy or advantage under a Nazi regime. These broadcasts likely aimed to foster a sense of alienation and distrust towards the British government, hoping to undermine morale and perhaps even incite dissent. Imagine the scene for a Welsh family huddled around a wireless set in 1943. Amidst the familiar BBC news reports and popular music, a voice suddenly cuts in, speaking fluent Welsh. It might have been jarring, disorienting, and for some, perhaps even a moment of recognition, quickly followed by dread. The content of these broadcasts would have been carefully crafted to appeal to grievances, real or imagined, and to present a distorted image of the war and its participants. The psychological impact of such broadcasts cannot be overstated. For those who heard them, especially in isolated rural communities where Welsh was the primary language, the experience could have been deeply unsettling. It was an invasion of the private sphere, a violation of the very airwaves that were meant to connect and inform. It forced listeners to confront the reality of the war in a deeply personal and unsettling way, blurring the lines between friend and foe. While the precise number of Welsh speakers who were swayed by these broadcasts is difficult to quantify, the overall impact was likely minimal in terms of shifting allegiances. The vast majority of the Welsh population remained staunchly loyal to the Allied cause. However, the very existence of these broadcasts serves as a stark reminder of the multifaceted nature of warfare and the lengths to which totalitarian regimes would go to achieve their aims. It highlights the sophisticated, and at times deeply unsettling, psychological warfare tactics employed during World War II. These Welsh language broadcasts stand as a peculiar footnote in the history of World War II, a testament to the Nazi regime's opportunistic propaganda machine. They remind us that even the most cherished aspects of a culture, like its unique language, could be twisted and weaponized in the desperate struggle for power. The echoes of these voices, speaking treason in the tongue of poets and princes, serve as a haunting reminder of the enduring power of propaganda and the vigilance required to defend truth and freedom.